you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Delmo,
Ventura County line,
inside, outside,
Santa Cruz.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's 9:36 here in studio. Good morning to you and happy Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, we get to have an update with Santa Rosa County, and somebody joins us, and I always look forward to this because we get to learn something on top of the update, and this week is actually rather special. We have Brad Baker here. He's the Public Safety Director, and you're the Acting Assistant County Administrator. Very nice. And so we're going to talk a little bit COVID in Santa Rosa County, as well as a little bit of, hate to say it, okay, Brad, I know.
Yeah, another name system out
there. Oh, man. You know, it's happening. So I'll allow you to choose, since you're the guest of honor. Would you like to talk COVID first and then hurricane next?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
So let's talk COVID. Kids are going back to school. We were just chatting a moment ago. It's a big week. Overall in the world, so adding a hurricane in was just, you know, the cherry on top. But kids going back to school, there's a lot of discussion on masks, not to mask, and everything like that. But not just school, people going back to work, coming back from vacation. We're seeing numbers kind of stay steady in a way, which some people see as not a good thing, and other people are like, oh, well, if they're staying steady and at that same level, then it's not too bad. But I would rather give you the opportunity to share a little bit more.
And I think the best thing to do in these kind of times is just give the accurate information, let people make their decisions, and that's what I'm here to do, you know. So you talk about Santa Rosa County, we were up a little bit last week. We're currently running, yesterday we were at a 33% positivity rate. But for the week, that averages out to about 28.7%, which is definitely higher than Escambia's 7-week or 7-day total of 21.5. So it is concerning to see those type numbers. I guess the best way to put it is, you know, we're testing about 640 cases a day. And so to give you some numbers, 1,141 positive cases last week. And the best way I can explain it, if you're teetering on, should I get a vaccine, should I not? Well, out of 1,141 cases in a week in Santa Rosa County, there were 27 breakthrough cases. And breakthrough cases are basically people who have completed their vaccination series for at least, I believe it's 1 month, maybe two, but we'll just say 1 month. And so we've had 27 out of 1,141. And I think the best news to share about that is only two of those 27 are hospitalized. You know, when our hospitalization rate is up, I was looking at some numbers yesterday, and I'll use Baptist and Sacred because I have them right in front of me here. You know, going back to July the 1st, there were 7 COVID positive patients at the Baptist network, and as of the 9th, 2 days ago, there were 97. You know, there were 20 in the Ascension Pensacola, and 2 days ago there were 150. So our system is starting to get overwhelmed. There are sick people out there, and they're filling up. I talked with Ascension this morning about some testing options, and you know, they're filling up in their hospital, they're filling up in their pediatric clinics, their urgent care. So there's a lot of sick people out there. So we just ask people to use that common sense approach and take in the information and process it how you need to make your educated decision. I will tell you that no matter your decision, clean hygiene is a good thing. So wash your hands, you know, try not to rub your eyes. You know, don't put your hands in your mouth until you wash them. So if you're going to eat, make sure you wash them. You talk about kids going back to school. You know, hey, try to keep them out of your nose, your mouth, your eyes. You know, that's how we really introduced viruses and things like that into our system. So,
yeah, it's just yucky.
It is. It's yucky. and that's a challenging time with kids because, you know, I do have a 9-year-old, so, and he's a boy, so I fully understand the challenges of dealing with a 9-year-old boy and keeping his hands. So.
I don't know why is your hand in your mouth? I don't know. Does it taste good? No. Okay, we'll pull it out. What are you doing? Go wash your hands.
And you go to a store and it's just a challenge to keep them off of everything. So
it is. They're exploring, and I totally understand the Montessori approach to life where you want kids to explore and touch and imagine. And there's a time and place for that.
Sure.
But, you know, there's also just that way of, even if they do touch, which I don't mind if they do, you know, you have that hand sanitizer available. Don't abuse it by any means, and don't let them drink that either. But, like, just, you know, be mindful. And I think that, you know, we had superintendent, Dr. Barber, here, and she talked, and I go back to this, and she was like, please, just, I want to remind everybody, don't stop washing your hands and sanitizing. Practice proper hygiene from kids to adults. And I always say, like, you go into the bathroom and you see employees, please wash your hands. How about just humans? Please wash
That's
your hands.
That's right. Everyone, wash your hands.
You got it, Brad. Yeah. That's right. So I like that. Okay, I'll let you continue on.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the biggest thing on the update. I mean, we have, as far as vaccinations go, you know, we've got 46% of our population have at least received one vaccination. 33% of those have completed both the vaccination series. So if you're interested in getting a vaccine, go to vaccine.gov. There's a vaccine locator near you. We are doing them at the health department. You know, we've closed our clinic because the demand was down, but we can still do them at the health department. Call there at 983-5200. Get you an appointment to get a vaccine. And then what we're doing for testing is, of course, testing is available but a lot of places in Santa Rosa County. You can find that on our webpage, on our COVID site. But we're also working to get a vendor established to do 7 days a week testing in Santa Rosa County, both in the north central area and the southern portion of our county. So we hope to have that nailed down by this Friday and can roll out the locations, dates, and times. So we understand there's a need for testing to get back to life after you've been exposed. So we're working on that. But there are plenty of options out there as well.
Okay. And did you mention that there is a spot on your website where people can go and find out a little bit more information?
Yeah,
can you remind everybody of that?
Yep, and that's www.santarosa.fl.gov. And when you click on that, the homepage, you'll get a pop-up with the COVID page, and it'll link you right to all the information that we're doing. I'll tell people who have asked me, can you tell us what's going on in Santa Rosa County hospitals? That's kind of a challenge for us because Pensacola has the bigger hospitals. You know, you got West Florida, you got Baptist, and you got Ascension Sacred Heart. And that's kind of really been our backbone for the critical patients over the time. And I've been involved in EMS and fire mm-hmm. for 30 plus years. So I've transported many a person to Pensacola. So
sure.
It's hard to say because a lot of these cases are more critical, but our hospital in Santa Rosa County on Monday, they had 29 positive cases in there as well. So they're feeling that as well. And then our other two were Jay and Gulf Breeze, and that's part of that Baptist numbers that I gave you earlier. So it's really hard to break down just because there's a lot of our population is in Escambia County hospitals right now.
Yeah, so, and there's a spill. We spill over. People live in Santa Rosa or live in.
That's right.
It goes back and forth, you know. So we're all kind of one community, is the way I see
that's
it.
That's right.
And so it's just it brings us back to, you know, number one, make sure if you talk to your doctor about getting the vaccine so you can discuss your risks. Please, you know, just be mindful of washing your hands, practicing proper hygiene, and then also. You know, get some good sleep and exercise too.
That's right.
Lots of water. That it helps a ton. And vitamin D. We love those things. We're going to talk more. We've been getting an update with Santa Rosa County. Brad Baker is here. But I want to talk about the tropics. We know that there's a disturbance. We've got to take a quick break. If you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you if I haven't already.
Join Angie Randall with Positively Persistent, who is a certified mental wellness and life coach on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Angie will be discussing dating after 40. Find out how dating has changed over the past 20 years. Get online dating advice. Learn how to spot red flags and how to establish boundaries. Get ready to call and text in with questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Brad Baker. He's the Public Safety Director in Santa Rosa County. Getting a little update this morning. We've been talking COVID and just a reminder to practice that proper hygiene. But also a reminder, in the midst of all this COVID talk that kind of takes the front seat of our minds, we still are in hurricane season.
Yes, we are, and unfortunately, we have a named system out there, so it looks like Fred is going to try to come into the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, and...
What a name, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
What a name. Yeah. What a, Fred's coming. Like,
Fred
it's like sounds
coming.
Like that uncle that you're so annoyed yeah, with. You don't want him to show up. And we, Brad, and we were laughing. I don't know if we should laugh, but let's be serious, but also I'm laughing because... Whenever we have a named system and it's you look at the spaghetti model and you're wondering, okay, where's Fred going? Which way is he coming? Which way? You start that prayer like, please, Lord, don't let it come here. And we were saying it's such a weird prayer to pray because you're like, go hit somebody else.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I was struggling with that with my son as we were talking about it. We kind of do our nighttime prayer ritual. And he kind of brought that up. So I said, well, son, we'll pray for disbursement.
Yes.
Just pray for it to go away, and then if not, you know, just please have mercy on our part of the region.
Amen.
Lord,
that's
know?
True. So, yeah, but it is. But Fred is a great reminder that we are still in the midst, and we're entering the heightened.
We are getting close, and unfortunately, we're still almost a month away from really the peak of the season.
Yeah.
So that's right around just after Labor Day. But yeah, and there's another system behind it, 95L. Looks like it's going to kind of follow the track of Fred. So yeah, pay attention, and we'll be doing webinars and updates. We started that with the state today. We'll get involved with mobile weather as it gets in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be pushing that on all our networks, you know, our social media platforms. We'll be doing Facebook posts and probably get to Facebook Live as it gets closer, and then we'll be doing press release. So we'll keep that information available. But, you know, fortunately, we've had a little bit of dry weather compared to where we were at, and hopefully that'll firm up some of the ground before we do get any wind. And you know, right now, every time, like I told you earlier, every time I look at the next update, it inches closer to us. So, you know, we now have a 6% chance of seeing tropical storm force winds in Pensacola, where we weren't on that map yesterday. So yeah, just really take this time to prepare, and you know, get your plans enacted. You know, don't forget your pets in this, and your medications, and you just dust off your hurricane kit, make sure you got fresh supplies, because like we said, the peak of the season is coming, and you know, we're predicting an above average activity in the hurricane season. So
And like you mentioned, we're still a month out from peak season. We're slowly approaching, and it happens. I mean, if you watch the pattern of our weather here in the South, especially in Northwest Florida, as it gets hotter and hotter and hotter and more humid, and the Gulf warms up, we know just scientifically that those systems gain that momentum when they enter a warm Gulf water. This is when you really gear up. We focused a lot. Kids are back to school. We got them in school. We're taking care of them, but also be mindful that, yes, you need to make sure that you're staying up to date on your medication. Please be mindful at the pumps. I feel like that's the place where things can go awry, even more than the grocery store.
That's right. They can. And really, you just need enough fuel to get you through the disaster, and we don't need to stockpile it. And we, you know, the last time we had some fuel issues, it wasn't related to a storm, actually, or the pipeline shut down. It was some other issues. And but if we overwhelm the system, it takes a while to backfill it. So be conservative, and you know, have your plan, get the fuel you need, but you know, no need to stockpile it. There'll be more coming. And you know, I think the main thing as we go into this weekend, it's just be alert. You know, right now the majority of the models are keeping us a tropical storm. However, I'm never going to wave the flag and scare people. I just want to give them the information to make their best decision. But if I remember back to Michael, I think it was a very similar prediction. It's going to stay a tropical storm. So I guess I'm saying is monitor it. Pay attention to our post, and we're going to give you the latest and greatest information. But remember, when it gets in the Gulf of Mexico, especially this time of the year, our waters are getting warmer and warmer, it stands a chance to blow up. And I want to say it was way back in the 90s with, I can't remember if it was Aaron or Opal, and one really blew up overnight and caught the citizens in the county off guard. So you know, just pay attention and follow your media outlets and stay informed.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everyone that right here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, we stay live throughout the storms. We give updates. We give up-to-date weather, road closures, you know, reminders, tracking the storm right here in studio. So we're with you as well. And that's just a reminder. And people forget this part, too, is if you lose services, pull out that old good old FM AM radio. It doesn't hurt to keep one around, especially when you live in a hurricane evacuation area. It's very important to have one on hand. So don't underestimate it. You know, you might be someone who thinks you won't ever use it, and then one day you'll need it. You'll need this more than that good old urn that you keep around with nothing in it.
Yeah, that's right. And going back to our webpage, you know, once you go to the emergency management page, you can click on all our preparedness stuff, and we have a get a plan in there. We have our hurricane or disaster guide. We are an all hazards emergency management, so we look at everything that has a potential to happen in the county. So get you a electronic guide. If you need one, you can come to our office at the EOC. But how to get a plan and put it together is all on that webpage. Kind of a list of supplies that you need to get if you're not sure.
Double check that page for sure.
And, you know, you talk about the kids going back to school. Don't forget about your kids. They got to have some kind of form of entertainment or things to do with their mind when the hurricane is here. So, you know, don't forget about your kids, your pets, your medications, et cetera. So there's some good reminders in that book. And we have it electronically because, you know, we know a lot of people do that now.
Oh, absolutely. Guilty. And I love that. Don't forget about your kids too. Entertain them, because once those screens go out, you better figure out if they know how to do Sudoku or Sudoku or whatever you say it, or crossword puzzles.
That's
which
right.
is a lot of fun. It's good to get them moving and keep them entertained. And you reminded me I gotta go get dog food, so thank you for that, Brad. We're talking with Brad Baker. He's the public safety director at Santa Rosa County. We got to take a quick break before we wrap up, but when we come back, we'll give that website and another reminder for everyone and where to go to stay up to date on FRED, which is tracking towards the Gulf. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in this morning at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Every girl wants a ring from Beret because we have the best selection, the best quality. We have something here for everyone at every price point.
We really take a lot of pride in what we have in our store. Our bridal is like nobody else's on the Gulf Coast, I can promise you that. We have an amazing collection of engagement rings, and we have a staff that is so excited to help people celebrate that special engagement. We can't wait to see you at Beret Jewelers.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr here with Brad Baker. He's been giving us an update. He's the public safety director for Santa Rosa County. We're talking about Fred. It's looking like he is tracking his way into the Gulf. We have about a 6% chance that it can fall on Northwest Florida, and we're talking us here in Santa Rosa and Escambia County. So one more time, to stay up to date, go get more information, what's the website, Brad?
www.santarosa.fl.gov. And the COVID one pops up first. You can close that out, then go to the emergency management side. And yes, the hurricane does get in the Gulf and gets closer, we'll flip that out and make the hurricane the first part that you see.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you do and for getting that information together for us and hanging out with me this morning.
All right, take care.
All right, don't go anywhere. We have more coming up for you. In fact, we have a new guest joining the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're going to want to tune in, and you're probably going to want to text in and ask some questions. 850-437-1620. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
News, talk, traffic, and